Most modern Christian believers are infested with sin and demons. That is why they cannot stop sinning. They are in bondage. They are slaves to sin. The wages of sin is death. The soul that sins will die. If they are not delivered and stop sinning, they will end up in hell. These people are not born again. They are sinners. They need to be baptized in water and filled with the Holy Spirit. Water baptism is a requirement for sins to be forgiven and for the stronghold of demons to be broken. Jesus commanded that those who wish to follow him be baptized in water before they can follow him. The disciples of Jesus, the 12, were also baptized in water. And Jesus said, "Truly, truly, I say to you, unless one is born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God." John 3, verse 5. There is no forgiveness of sins, no pardon, no remission of sin, no salvation, unless a believer repents and is baptized in water. Jesus said to his disciples, "Go into all the world and preach the gospel to all creation. He who has believed and has been baptized shall be saved, but he who has disbelieved shall be condemned." Mark 16, verse 15 and 16. You must be born again of water and of the Spirit of God to enter the kingdom of heaven. Being baptized in water and coming up out of the water after being submerged through baptism, a believer is born of water. Jesus promised the baptism in the Holy Spirit to those who obey him and are baptized in water. Only Jesus baptizes in the Holy Spirit. John the Baptist said of Jesus, "I baptize you with water for repentance, but after me will come one more powerful than I, whose sandals I am not worthy to carry. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and with fire." Matthew 3, verse 11. Jesus gave the Holy Spirit on the day of Pentecost. Those who were baptized in water received the baptism in the Holy Spirit. Jesus, the risen Lord, baptized them with the Holy Spirit. The people asked Peter what to do to be saved, and he replied, "Repent, and each of you be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of your sins, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. For the promise is for you and your children and for all who are far off, as many as the Lord our God will call to himself." Acts 2 verse 38. The believers first had to repent and be baptized for their sins to be forgiven. They had to be cleansed before they could receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit. They had to be born again of water and of the Spirit of God to be suitable to enter the kingdom of God. You must repent and be baptized in water before you can receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit and be born again. The Holy Spirit does not dwell in an unclean temple. Our bodies are a temple of the Holy Spirit for him to dwell in. The Holy Spirit does not dwell in sinners or in sinning believers. If you go back to sin after being born again, the Holy Spirit will leave you. If you sin, he will warn you. He will discipline you. But if you do not accept discipline, obey him, and be holy, you will grieve the Holy Spirit, and he will leave you. You will end up in hell, even if you were once born again, if you obey Jesus, repent and be baptized, he will set you free from the bondage of sin. By your public confession of your commitment to obey Jesus, die to sin, and live for him through baptism, demons will flee from you. They will leave you when you go through the water. You will be free from sin, demons and addictions. Jesus will set you absolutely free. But then you have to be filled with the Holy Spirit and stay filled, or else those demons will come back and your end will be worse than your beginning. Jesus said, "Now when the unclean spirit goes out of a man, it passes through waterless places, seeking rest, and does not find it. Then it says, I will return to my house from which I came. And when it comes, it finds it unoccupied, swept, and put in order. Then it goes and takes along with it seven other spirits more wicked than itself. And they go in and live there. And the last estate of that man becomes worse than the first. That is the way it will also be with this evil generation." Matthew 12, verse 43 to 45. That is why many professing Christians are infested with demons. They cannot stop sinning. They are controlled by demons, unclean spirits. Many of them are pastors and church leaders. They are given to uncleanliness and evil because they know the truth, but they do not practice it. They practice lies and even believe their own lies. They believe they are saved, but they are controlled by demons. God has given them over to their evil desires. Paul wrote about them in Romans chapter 1, verse 21. "For even though they knew God, they did not honor him as God or give thanks, but they became futile in their speculations, and their foolish heart was darkened. Professing to be wise, they became fools, and exchanged the glory of the incorruptible God for an image in the form of corruptible man, and of birds, and four-footed animals, and crawling creatures. Therefore, God gave them over in the lusts of their hearts to impurity, so that their bodies would be dishonored among them. For they exchanged the truth of God for a lie, and worshipped and served the creature rather than the Creator, who is blessed forever. Amen. For this reason, God gave them over to degrading passions. For their women exchanged the natural function for that which is unnatural. And in the same way also the men abandoned the natural function of the woman, and burned in their desire toward one another, men with men committing indecent acts, and receiving in their own persons the due penalty of their error. And just as they did not see fit to acknowledge God any longer, God gave them over to a depraved mind to do those things which are not proper, being filled with all unrighteousness, wickedness, greed, evil, full of envy, murder, strife, deceit, malice. They are gossips, slanderers, haters of God, insolent, arrogant, boastful, inventors of evil, disobedient to parents, without understanding, untrustworthy, unloving, unmerciful. And although they know the ordinance of God, that those who practice such things are worthy of death, they not only do the same, but also give hearty approval to those who practice them. That is what has become of this generation of worldly Christians and their leadership. They practice all manner of evil and still believe they are saved, but they are controlled by Satan and they are damned on their way to hell. Do not be like them. Do not become like them. Do not associate with them. repent and be baptized. Be filled with the Holy Spirit. Follow the guidance of the Holy Spirit and be holy. Stay with Jesus until the end, and you will have eternal life. If you have backslidden and become like them, repent. Seek Jesus with all your heart. If you are serious, He will grant you repentance. It will not be easy, but if you want eternal life, you have to break with sin, break with evil, and go after Jesus with all your power. If you don't, you will certainly end up in hell. Without holiness, no man shall see God. The unrighteous will not inherit the kingdom of heaven. Repent and be baptized. Be filled with the Holy Spirit and follow Jesus until the end. The Holy Spirit will guide you into all truth, but you have to stay with Him until the end. May Jesus bless you.
Jesus Christ is alive and hell is real. I am here to introduce you to Jesus Christ so that you can know Him and follow Him and have eternal life. Subscribe to my channel to learn more about Jesus. May Jesus bless you.